moved out. He wanted to go down the line company boy and get in there with the infantry. Well, he got there. So he made his choice, paid the price. Yes. It is going to be a long war, yes. Let me see now. With fighting so close, I believe you should be in your uniform at all times. Nuts. I'm wearing my white trousers, my white long trousers right now, an army undershirt, and a long-sleeve brown wool undershirt, and my black and white striped shirt. After dinner, I shower and change. And we work as a team. Let me see. Yesterday, film came. You take the negatives down, all kinds of good things. Mill's band is going to the Shrine Game and Cappuccino's going to the Rose Bowl. Well, I'd much rather be with Cappuccino if they're going to the Rose Bowl. Let me see. So, I'm back here while the fighting's going on up there. Did the fudge and mystery cake arrive okay, and did you want some more? Fudge and mystery cake? Well, that was a long time ago you sent fudge and mystery cake, and it all got here, and we gobbled it up right up, boy. Any of those packages come in, everybody's over here gobbling away. My tape recorder doesn't run at the right speed all the time, so if my voice sounds funny, yes, I apologize now. But it only is good for what it's good for, and it only costs $20, so it's I'm not going to kick too much about it. Let me see. What happened? Well, let me see. We didn't do anything today, or yesterday, as a matter of fact. We didn't do a damn thing. Just sat around all day long, slept, and took it easy. The day before that, New Year's Eve, I slept from 3 to 6. Took it easy, didn't do anything. And it's been real slow. Rains a lot, muddy, don't go outside. 31st of December, which was when? Saturday last. We took a water buffalo out to the Mountain Yards, and after she fell out of the back end of the truck the first time, she wasn't too eager to get in the truck the second time. And before we could even grab a hold of her to try and get her in the truck, she chased each of us around the field. There was about 6 of us, and she proceeded to chase each of us individually, one at a time, around the field. You know, didn't hit me, but she hit one of the fellas. Just gave a good scare, that's all. So we rounded her up and roped her up real good and tied all her legs together, and well, didn't tie her legs together, but we grabbed onto her legs and with ropes so that if she did anything, we could trip her real fast. And put her in a 3/4-ton truck and then tied her in so she wouldn't fall over and fall out, and bounced her out to the Mountain Yard Village and dropped her off. They've got 7 houses up there built with roofs, and they've got 6 houses ready for roofs and 1 house ready to start building. So they're really coming right along. Really amazing people. And after we did that, I came home and slept, and then it was New Year's Eve. And at 12 o'clock, everybody started. They were drunk. I mean, a lot of the guys here were drunk, and they were shooting off their rifles and machine guns, and I was lying in my bed listening to these bullets go overhead, you know, pop, 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 pop. And I figured, well, as long as I don't hear nothing to hit anything, I ain't going to get up. And I'd listen carefully, you know, for a half hour this was going on, and I wasn't exactly relaxed lying in my bed, but nothing happened, so I didn't get up. Now, my tape recorder, as you can tell there, had a little trouble. So, that took care of New Year's Eve. And then yesterday, like I say, I didn't do a thing. I just sat around, read Time, and read some Jack London stories, and wrote a letter to John Doble, and made a tape, march, and that's about it. Didn't do anything. Rested, napped, relaxed. Made my bed, make my bed every Sunday, just like I did at school. And the sheets are real nice. I'm one of 3 people in 3 barracks that have mattress and sheets. Just got to plan ahead to live comfortably. That's all there is to it. So, what else did we do? Well, today we got up, and I fiddled around the office a little bit, and there wasn't anything going. They were working on the Jeep, so we didn't have any way to get anywhere. So this afternoon we went out to the Mountain Yard Village, and they were having a rice wine and buffalo meat ceremony. And it was real good, boy. That rice wine is really potent stuff. It feels like beer when it comes in, and it tastes like sake. And it's really potent. Well, it doesn't take much to get you drunk. And I must say I was reeling drunk, and it didn't take very much, just about a pint. Stuff's almost 100% alcohol, I guess. And it's good. Had a little fried buffalo meat, and everybody was just so out of their mind. They were so happy. It was real party spirit. It's the way the Mountain Yard people are. Just happy as happy could be. And I was real happy for them. I'm glad they're happy. They love their new homes, and they're happy to be where they are. They've got almost 1,000 banana trees out there planted right now. They're going to have lots of banana trees. They'll have the corn and tobacco's on the way. We're going to get the fish pond, fish for the fish ponds pretty soon. We were out the other day exploring fish ponds, and we rode way down the end of this road someplace to the last village at the southeast, southwest corner of this whole Antuck district, or On K district, way out there, and walked through this village just to see what was down there. And it was lots of nice people and stuff. Nobody had been down there for 3 months or 3 weeks. And they were real happy to see us, and they came out and talked to us about the VC and told us all kinds of good things. And we asked them to tell us if anything happened, stuff like that. And that was real nice. And we were checking out fish ponds, who needed fish and stuff like that. Got all those numbers written down. Well, they're shooting at something out there. And the helicopters are up there orbiting around too, so. I don't know. Somebody came in tonight and said somebody said there was a whole VC regiment out there someplace. Well, a regiment consists of 3 battalions. A battalion is only 400 or 500 men. So that's not too many out there. Nuts, there's 16,000 of us back here, so I'm not worried about it. And you saw the picture of the slide there with the barbed wire, the barrier. Most people have to go through if they want to come in. Sorry about that, fellas. Like a lot of wire cutting to go through that place. A lot of mine clearing, too. There goes a whole another slew of mortars out there. Let's just take a second to get out there. I'll hold the microphone up and you can hear the mortars coming down out there on VC heads. Maybe VC heads. Maybe they're just a bunch of Arvin troops out there hiking around nobody knows about. The Army of the Republic of Vietnam. Well, those things should be coming down pretty soon. Let me hold the microphone up. Yeah, maybe you heard, there's one. Maybe you heard them or not, I don't know. I'll go back and edit this and see if you can hear it. Well, I'm expecting that tape any day now. Mail service is rather poor, isn't it? I'm healthy and cold. I got a field jacket, though. I picked another one up over here. And it's getting clondered right now. Boy, they are shooting those mortars off. And I'm warm. At night, I'm warm. But, boy, around here at daytime, it gets a little nippy. I sleep well, eat well, and feel fine. I'm happy, healthy, enjoy my job, and having a good time doing it. And I like the people I'm working with, except one. But like I say, he's no longer destined with the section. He's going up to somebody else for his fourth shift in 5 months. In other words, nobody gets along with him very well. Or he doesn't get along with anybody else very well. So, that's about the latest news from this end. Dinam. I waited till today to send this tape because I knew I'd be getting some letters pretty soon. So I waited. That's why it's a little late. I mail it tomorrow morning, which will be Tuesday morning. Thank you for all the tasty food. I've got all kinds of it up here that I haven't eaten. I have been losing weight, and I should be eating it. I'll open a can of peanuts tonight. I'll nibble away on those, but I should eat this stuff up. Cans are no good unless I'm out in the field, really. I don't eat them back here. I get lots of fresh fruit and stuff like that here. I do like cookies and candy and things like that. That toffee went over real great with the kids. They really like that stuff. I had a good helping, too. Well, that's about all the news. Thank you very much. Hope things are pleasant at home. The wind isn't blowing too hard and the grass isn't too wet. And don't worry about me, all's fine and well. Okay. Trying to find the end of the tape there, but it isn't about ready to come through on the right timing. I think that's about it there. Thank you so much for all the news. I do appreciate it. Sincerely, Lee.